Blasts outside a cathedral, and the militancy at southern Philippines have left at least 27 people dead and 77 others wounded. International lawyer Barry Grossman is joining us now from Bali to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Grossman, share with us your thoughts on the ramifications of these attacks.
Well, look, let me just say this. First of all, it's obviously very tragic, and most of all, very tragic for the families who have been killed and injured. And of course, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't appreciate President Duterte's concerns about narcotics, foreign intervention, especially from the U.S., and corruption. But we're back to the simple problem, namely that the fact remains that President Duterte himself has admitted going out on hunting expeditions to kill his adversary, and he's actually himself been identified, has been given up by his former thugs as instructing them to throw live hand grenades into mosques. So despite himself only last week openly dismissing Catholics and Catholicism and claiming in very clear words to be at least in part himself Islam, whatever that means, it's pretty difficult to take anything that happens in the Philippines right now at face value, especially since we're now living in times where, you know, every time there's a terrorist attack, we come around to finding out that sometime later, when it's well out of the news cycle, that, you know, the credit that's taken on behalf of various organizations for those attacks very often leads all the way back to Israeli and U.S. agents. So people are confused, and there's certainly nothing in Islam that can justify these kinds of random attacks on people, on civilians, on Christians. So I don't think we can be under any doubt about that. And that, of course, raises the question about who carries these out and what they expect to gain from them. What is apparent is that the more of these incidents that happen, the more the establishment, the apparatus, the security apparatus, both of the Atlantic world and within allied nations, the more committed they are to clamping down and taking action against whoever they see fit in order to promote their agenda, which, of course, itself begs the question of why, supposedly, Islamic groups would undertake these kinds of attacks in the first place. So we're back here. We have another tragic incident with very real people who have spilled very real blood, and nobody knows yet who did it. And I guess what I would say is I would urge caution to people when it comes to speculating. At the very least, wait until some organization does take credit, but even then be somewhat skeptical, because we can never know anymore about whether it's in fact the group that's being identified that's taking credit, or whether it's somebody taking credit on their behalf. Bearing in mind also that a lot of these groups that we've been, you know, we've been encouraged over the years to condemn also quite openly work with the Atlantic world intelligence apparatus.
Indeed, thank you very much. International lawyer Barry Grossman joining us from Bali.